SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, women to access up to $5,000 under federal scheme for those fleeing domestic violence. South Korea says it's interested in joining future AUKUS projects. And in tennis, an emotional Rafael Nadal says goodbye to crowds at the Madrid Open. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. Women escaping violent relationships will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support. The Fleeing Violence program is part of an almost $1 billion package announced following a national cabinet meeting convened to address the national crisis of gender-based violence. Those eligible will be able to access $5,000 in support, with $1,500 paid in cash and $3,500 made up of goods and services. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says it will help more women leave violent situations.
This program will provide victim survivors with the financial support, risk assessments, safety planning, and referrals to other essential services at that critical time when they are making the decision to leave. Through the evaluation and redesign of the pilot programs, we know that this program not only assists with financial support, but also helps women that may have otherwise fallen through the cracks to connect with other supports.
South Korea's defence minister says his country is interested in working on projects generated by the AUKUS pact between Australia, the US and the UK. Defence Minister Richard Marles and Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong have hosted their South Korean counterparts in Melbourne to discuss regional security in the Asia Pacific. South Korea's Defence Minister Shin Won-sik said the country supports AUKUS Pillar 2 activities, expected to follow the project for Australia to acquire nuclear-powered submarines. Mr. Marles said Korea would be among the countries considered for future projects under the AUKUS agreement.
We already engage closely together in relation to technology. So as AUKUS Pillar 2 develops, I think there will be opportunities in the future, and we're seeing that play out in relation to Japan as well, and we talked about that.
Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has refused to confirm alleged Indian intelligence activities in Australia after reports two spies were removed from the country in 2020. The Washington Post has reported two spies from India's Foreign Intelligence Service were removed from Australia for trying to steal sensitive defence projects and airport security intelligence following an investigation by ASIO. The Foreign Affairs Minister said she would not comment on intelligence matters after she was asked whether diaspora community members should be concerned about surveillance. She says the Albanese government values Australia's multicultural communities and welcomes their continued engagement in its democracy.
I think you would have heard me and other ministers on many occasions assert the importance of our democratic principles, assert the importance of ensuring that we maintain the resilience of our democracy, including in the face of any suggestion of foreign interference.
A survey has found one in four people are choosing to eat expired food amid a rise in child poverty brought on by cost of living pressures. The Salvation Army survey found among 1,500 people who approached the charity for help, 45% had to choose between paying for housing or buying food. 61% had struggled to pay utility bills, while 5% reported they had eaten from rubbish bins. The Salvation Army's Major Brendan Nottle said the number of people struggling in the community and the choices they faced were frightening. to tennis, and Rafael Nadal has bid an emotional farewell to a Madrid Open crowd after losing what is likely his final match at the tournament. The 22-time Grand Slam winner has bowed out in the fourth round following 7-5-6-4 defeat to men's world number 31 Jiří Lecheka. After the match, tournament organisers unfurled five banners for each of Nadal's Open titles in Madrid, from his first in 2005 to his most recent in 2017. The 37-year-old, who has hinted he will retire soon, told the crowd he was happy to say goodbye on a court with an emotional significance.
It's been a gift that you've given me during these 21 years. That really is maybe more important than some Grand Slam I have won somewhere else.
Thanks for listening. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. Remember to check out our suite of podcasts, including Cost of Living Secrets, helping you save every day.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.